Recovery Radio, KMP3, 1000 Oaks.
Yes. You are listening to the Recovery Radio podcast on KMP3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I will be your host. You can email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail. You can follow me on Instagram at sarcastic.aa.book. Visit my website, recoveryradiokmp3.com. And to get the books, go to sarcasticbigbook.com. As always, I'm so glad you're here with me. I don't know if your day's just getting started, or it's just winding down, or it's somewhere right in the middle, but here we are. You and me, and I am glad for that. I am constantly glad for that. And I'm grateful I have no desire to drink today, and I do have a piping hot cup of my normal coffee here that I'm just really stuck on these days for a long time. French roast from Trader Joe's mixed with some Don Francisco's hazelnut. It's delicious. I am going to speak directly to the newcomer in this episode. I am moved to share directly with the newcomer. I don't know what I'm going to say exactly, but I just had the thought to make an episode specifically for a brand new person or a new person in sobriety who is struggling or afraid or feels hopeless, or discouraged, or confused. First, I will pray. God, I offer myself to you so you can build with me and do with me whatever you want. Please relieve me of the shackles of self so I can do your will better. Take away my difficulties, not my problems, but my difficulties, so that my victory over them will be seen and felt by the people around me who will see and feel your power and your love and your way of life, and that will help them, and hopefully I can do that always. God, please help me carry your message and not mine. Help me say something helpful. Help me get out of the way of your light. Amen. If I wrote down everything I heard in meetings, I'd be very confused. I wouldn't know if AA worked. I wouldn't know exactly what to do. I wouldn't know exactly what was right. I'd be very confused. And that's how I felt on and off for the first 2.5 years of my sobriety. In particular, I was very confused. There's a lot of conflicting information. There's lots of opinions. There's lots of unsolicited advice. There's lots of well-meaning advice that's harmful. And I have to start by saying I'm just one person sharing. I'm not a spokesperson for Alcoholics Anonymous. I'm just sharing with you my experience. My experience is this. I don't know anyone, and I have not known anyone since I got sober in 1989 who does to the best of their ability what is in that book, who's drunk. from my own personal experience, it works 100% of the time. I was so worried because I was an atheist when I got sober that I just couldn't ever get this. Because I didn't want a relationship with God. I didn't understand God. I didn't believe in a God. I just didn't. I was so afraid of that. It was such an abstract, vague, unreachable concept to me. But I'm telling you, God is right here, right now. And you do not have to understand God. My experience is that you have to look. If you're looking, you found God. Don't worry. So if you're thinking that because of your relationship with God or your, you know, lack thereof or your beliefs or your lack thereof, that this is going to be hard for you, I'm telling you, I felt lost. I felt overwhelmed. I felt overmatched. Felt confused. Felt like it was impossible. And it wasn't. You can do it. I found people who had a kind of sobriety that I wanted, and I listened to them, and I watched them, and I sought them. I imagine like a really kind of intense forest that we have to walk through in sobriety, where there's all these things that you need to carry. You get a sponsor, you got to work the steps, you got to pray, you got to go to meetings, you got to read the big book, you got to meditate, you got to call somebody, you got to get grateful, all the stuff you got to do. But in my personal experience and my experience with other people, the big book says is really true. You really need honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness. Those are the three things you can't drop. If you don't drop those three things, you'll get through the forest. You can drop everything else. You can fuck up everything else. But I've got to be honest with someone. I've got to be open-minded. And I've got to remain willing. Those things I cannot drop. Sometimes there's all those things you're doing and it just seems so complicated and fussy and muddy and confusing, and there's a school of thought that's like, I don't know what's keeping me sober, I'm just going to do all these different things, and I don't know what it is, and I just don't, my belief is just not that. I have to be honest, I have to be open-minded, and I have to be willing. I cannot drop those. I can drop everything else. I can screw up everything else. I've never met one person who has relapsed who held on to all three of those things. It doesn't matter what kind of rehab you're in, or if you're in a rehab, it doesn't matter. If you're in a gutter or a castle, it doesn't matter. God is available right now. The solution is available right now. You are in possession of everything you need right now. Nobody could give me honesty or open-mindedness or willingness. I got sober because I was in possession of those things, and I've held on to those things for dear life. And I've screwed up everything else. If you're afraid of what life will look like sober, I was terrified of what life would look like sober. I'm a musician. I'm a thrill seeker. I used to be social. Not really anymore. But I was so afraid. It would be impossible to go through life the way I wanted to go through life. Sober. I was so scared that I couldn't go to bars or nightclubs or concerts. I couldn't play concerts. I couldn't be backstage. I couldn't go to Las Vegas. I couldn't do all these things. Couldn't go to weddings. Couldn't go to birthday parties. Couldn't go to whatever. And it was just, it's not true. Life is thrilling and exciting. And I feel freedom today. That you can have too, and you will. If you hold on to those three things. The entrance is really big. It's broad and roomy, like the book says. The realm of the spirit is broad and roomy. Always inclusive. It's not hard to get in. So if you feel like you're in darkness, if you feel like you're in the pitch black, or you're new, or you've been around a while, but you're just thinking you can't, or scared of the future or the possibilities, I'm telling you, I've felt all that so many times, and it is okay. If I'm doing my best with these things, sincerely, the unknown is friendly. That's it. Maybe somebody needed to hear that. I'll give a shout out to Mallory. I'll give a shout out to Wes and Ross. Give a shout out to Richard. And to Cousin Dupree, special shout out to Chelsea and to Dave. And if anybody needs to hear it, everything is okay. Everything is okay. By the way, I got to be in a podcast, I'm not joking, called The Share. And it was great. Check it out. You can get it everywhere. It's called The Share. Talk about the sarcastic big book and my own personal journey with that, as well as my own journey in sobriety. And I got to go do some male modeling now. Got to go do something called a bodcast, which is just all about looking hot. You can't see it right now, but I look so hot right now. Just kidding. All right. I'm out of here. I have to go.
You get to go. You get to leave now.
I'm gonna go. That's it. All right. I'm out. I do not know why my life was saved, but I'm going to go try to live a life that was worth saving, and I hope you'll do the same.